The Dallas streetcar starts just outside Union Station, rolls across the Houston Street Viaduct over the Trinity River, and on to Oak Cliff. Unlike almost every streetcar in the world, from San Francisco to Strasbourg, France, this one lacks a pole constantly connected to a live wire overhead.
That bridge is approximately a mile long, and obviously we could not build a streetcar system with overhead wire on a historic structure. So we had to come up with a way to self-propel or push something across that bridge.
Mark Ball, spokesperson with DART, says streetcar builder Brookville of Pennsylvania came up with the hybrid power plan. At Union Station, as passengers board, the car gets charged. There's a folding pantograph on top, think arms of a mechanical praying mantis, and they unfold toward the wires above.
Right here. See it started right there? It just went up right now. It's charging. When it takes off, you'll lower it.
With the prey of electricity in hand, those mechanical arms send the power down the two batteries beneath the car. After a few minutes' charge, off it goes over the bridge, no wires attached. NPR recently reported on another streetcar in Guangzhou, China, that recharges overhead capacitors in 20 seconds at stops. Bordeaux, France's line, powered underground, also shows no visible wires. But still, Dallas has this nation's first hybrid streetcar. It's free for riders and has been running since April. It's convenient for Simatris Roland, a teacher heading to her doctor at Methodist Hospital. That's the last stop on the 1.6-mile line.
Well, it runs like every 30 minutes. Like, I have to visit the doctor right now at 3:30, but I don't have to rush because I'm already on the train and on my way.
Roland has noticed the power-grabbing arms that seem to disappear.
On my way walking, I just saw that, and I was wondering what that was about. So kudos to DART.
That's what Art Gazzetti says. He's vice president for policy with the American Public Transportation Association based in Washington, D.C. Gazzetti was in Dallas recently at the International Rail Conference.
People have been talking about it, but haven't been able to figure it out. Washington, D.C., for example. We want the streetcar, but we don't want overhead wire. And here I come out to Dallas, and there it is, right here in front of the Union Station.
Gazzetti calls this a pretty big deal.
Because the wires sometimes interfere with the city. They interfere with the vistas, they interfere with historic preservation kinds of issues. And they're not a problem in some places, but in some certain parts of the city, you don't want the wires overhead.
Detroit wants a hybrid streetcar, so do other cities. Mark Ball says $26 million Tiger dollars helped. That's federal funding from a pool called Transportation Investments Generating Economic Recovery. The Bishop Arts District and the Convention Center are future stops for the Dallas streetcar and its praying mantis arms. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.